Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuzivandlela 2018 ngutungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
bavele into leyi bayicaca kuyenza 2016 bethathela amazalukazi amabili namazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla asebenza nzima ebesifike bengakwanisi ukuzenzela.
Ukubandlululwa kwabantu ekwabiweni kokudla ngendaba zombusazwe kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-MDCT alichumi lane alambileyo ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ekade iphiwa abebandla leZANU-PF kuphela.
Bele into leyi bayicaca kuyenza 2016 bethathela amazalukazi amabili namazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla.
Impila kahle kamongameli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ibikwa isikusimo esibi kakhulu kwele South Africa lapho elatsha khona. Akwelinye icele ibandla lakhe libe lombuthano wokumthandazela eHarare. Kambe unkosikazi Grace Mgabe engaba engudokotela wezemfundo owamanga na izakhamizi zeHarare zithi kacutshungulwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukwabiwa kokudla kukhangelwa ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga ebandla le-MDCT alichumi lane ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 esetheswa icala lokutshontsha ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ebisabelwa abantu kulindawo izolo. Abasekeli be-MDCT laba bathi irayisi le ibimele yabelwe wonke umuntu kodwa ibinikwa amalunga eZANU-PF kuphela. Yikho nje besuke bahluthuna isaka. Amapolisa abakhulule ntambama njalo athi azababiza ngokuya kwesikhathi. Sixoxele unkosazana Chithekile Khupe omunye wabasolwa laba ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe.
Bavele into leyi bayicaca kuyenza 2016 bethathela amazalukazi amabili namazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla asebenza nzima ebegidile bengakwanisi ukuzenzela kodwa sebeze benza okokuncedwa ngabanye abantu. So sasesivutha amasaka lana sadonsa isaka eli-1 kade singalidonseli ukuthi isaka leliyana silihle besilidonsele ukuthi sibazise ubuhlungu bayomangala indaba leyi ibe sihamba umhlaba wonke bekwazi ukuthi yiyo into abahlala beyenza.
Ukuthi hamba njani ke icala leli?
Icala lethu kutheli samelele u-member charge uMananga Tuesday ngedikazaphinda besizwe ngoba sikhiye amafoni khona ngani
lathatha amabele lerayisi kumbe lathatha irayisi kuphela.
Thina sithethe isaka lerayisi izolo ekuseni mhlaka 25 imota ithethi ifonisa amabele bavela batho banyutha abantu abaningi bathi khona antholini abanye benu batshontsha irayisi.
Unkosazana Chithekile Khupe ngomunye wabasekeli be-MDCT abake babotshwa namhla ebubi ku-Ward 4 besetheswa icala lokweba isaka lerayisi. Impila kahle kamongameli webandla le-MDCT ibikwa isikusimo esibi kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona umkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Iphephandaba le-News Day lithi uTswangirai usesehluleka khona ukukhuluma. Lokhu kwenzakala abenhlanganiso ye-MDC Veterans Activists Association kubandla le-MDCT benze umhlangano wokuthandazela uTswangirai. Kubika uMavis Gama.
amalunga alihlanganiso kanye labafundisi abavele kumabandla ehlukeneyo ezokholo lwesiKristu bekhokhelwa ngumfundisi Lawrence Berejena bebecula ingoma zokucela umdala ukuba angenele kwezokugula kukatshwangirayi. Umkhosi lo wenzelwe esigodlweni sebandla eHarvest House. Umfundisi Berejena utshelela umsakazi ukuba bakubone kufanele baqhubele umthandazo ngoba kunguNkulunkulu kuphela olamandla okwelapha lokusilisa abagulayo. UBerejena uthi ngumsebenzi wamakholwa labafundisi ukuthandazela inkokheli elizweni ukuze balandele indlela yeBhayibhili. Wengeze esithi ilizwe likulesi simo nje kungoba iningi yenkokheli kwezokholo iphambuke kumsebenzi wayo wokukhokhela kikho konke okwenzakala elizweni okubalisa inkokheli yelizwe. Omunye wabakhokhele uqoqweni kwalombuthano ngunkosikazi Trainer Ruzitso, yena ongunobhala enhlanganisweni yeVeterans Activist Association. Unkosikazi Ruzitso ulandise phezu kwalomkhosi ngalombuthano.
Umbuthano okhona namhla ukhokhelwe ngamaveterans bathandazela u-president owe-MDC part owe-MDC alliance ongazi kahle ngikhulekela ukuthi azeka.
U-Apostle Menas Moyo webandla lezokholo ele-Wave of Grace Apostolic Mission eseHarare laye uphe imbono yakhe.
Namhlanje sizithemba nokuthi uRichard Morgan Tsvangirai wadubeka nxa yelizwe leli eZimbabwe. Namhlanje sizithemba nokuthi uzoachieva njalo uzocelebrata ubukhulu bakankulunkulu unkulunkulu esemsizile esempolisini.
Umoyo uthi lokho abakwenzayo kusekelwa ngumbhalo ukuba babothandazela inkokheli zelizwe lalapho into zimi kuhle kakhulukazi nxa zimi manzonzo. Abanye babangenela umhlangano yenkokheli ye-MDCT ebalisa umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo umnumzana Morgan Komichi omela imfakose edalele parlamente unkosikazi Paulina Mbariwa labanye kanye lamalunga emuli yakutshwangirayi ebalisa umfo wabo uManase. Abafundisi abaze kulo mkhosi bona babalisa umfundisi Casbert Makore we-Adonai Ministries, umfundisi Watson Furai, umfundisi Muroiwa, umfundisi Douglas Mambure, u-Apostle Menas Moyo, uBishop Love Mositole, uBishop White kanye laye umfundisi Lawrence Bere onguyena obekhokhela lomthandazo. UTsvangirayi nguye njalo wakhethwa ukukhokhela umanyano wamabandla ayisikhombisa athiwa yi-MDC Alliance. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina abalaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa ukubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho ke usichuma kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu umagagasi athi 909 medium wave la ku short wave ku 4930 13860 15460 15580 la ku 6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe live talk kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo 8 PM ntambama.
Amabandla ezombusazwe yasekhuthaze izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zivikele impumela yokhetho oluzayo ukwenqabela izehlakalo zokhetho luka-2008, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni obuqoqwe lugatsha lwezokhetho izekhi kobulawayo namhla ukuze lwazise uZulu ngelungelo lakhe lokungaphi omunye umuntu inombolo zamaphepha atshengisa ukuba umuntu ubhalisile kuluhlu lwabavoti. Umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe utshela lumhlangano ukuthi abantu bengavumi ukhetho lusebiwa umongameli Mnangagwa ngendlela abenza ngayo ngomnyaka ka-2008. Evumelana lomnumzana Bebe, umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF lijwayele ukweba ukhetho ngendlela eziphansi njalo amanye amabandla engavumi ukuthi ukhetho ludluliselwe phambili kumbe kube lokuluphazamisayo.
thina kuhlelo le BVR la ma election olokuthi khona izano e cabinet minister kaMnangagwa ekhokhelwa nguMnangagwa eplana ubana ama election adlulise ayephambili nge 3 years elandelayo asivumelani lalo sisekela iMDC la yethi khona ekuvumeli iready ukuthi iye kuma election
umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma umqaqeqi wegodlayo community development trust uthi ukhetho oluzayo lunika abantu ithuba lokuvota kuhle kodwa sebesola uhlelo lwebandla elibusayo lokuthatha inombolo zwamagwaliba abantu asebebhalise ukuvota
ukhetho oluzayo sibona ngani lunika abantu ithuba lokuthi bakhethe amabandla abafuna ukuvotela kumbe ukwasekela kodwa uhlupho sizwa kuthiwa kulabantu ababonakala beforsa abantu ukuthi babanike ama voter registration slips bencindezela phansi ama serial numbers okuyikho okungekho emthethweni ngoba amapolisa aselethe umlayezo ukuthi ababonakala besiza njalo bareportwe ukuze babotshwe njalo sabona lezeki futhi qonqosela ukuthi obezenza njalo bareportwe ukuze babotshwe sibona ngani khonokho ukuthi besesifale kunjalo asazi ukuthi bakwenza lokho befunani bejongene kodwa sibona intonyaka kungapho sikunika ithuba abantu ukuthi bavote kuhle kungeladlame
iZimbabwe iphakathi kohlelo lokubhalisa abantu ukuvota kusetshenziswa uhlelo lweBVR ukuze baphume loluhlu lwabantu abazavota sikhuluma nje inani lasebebhalise ukuvota seledlule kancane izigidi ezinhlanu i5 million loba nje bekukhangelelwe ukuthi kubhalise abantu abayizigidi eziyisikhombisa Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuba abamazwe angentshonalanga bazeza bazohlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho obesokungasenziwa kuminyaka edluleyo. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zithi uhulumende kumele akhangele udaba lwenkohlakalo ngeso lokhozi ngesikhathi abaphathintambo bakahulumende beveza sobala ukuthi balenotho enganani njalo lokhu bakwenze mgceke hathi ensitha njengalokhu okuthiwa abamele bakwenze kubika ubathabile masuku
Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni obuqoqwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, le National Youth Development Trust lezinye ezimbalwa. Izakhamuzi zikhulume kabanzi ngobandlululo kanye lobugwelegwele obubulala umhlubulo weMandebeleni bethi kufanele uhulumende achaze ukuthi abantu abaphiwa inyanga ezintathu ukubuyisela imali abayisusa elizweni besiyayigcina ngaphandle kwelizwe ngobani njalo balethe malini. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo umqondisi wenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeTransparency International Zimbabwe unkosikazi Sibono Kuhle Ncube uthi uZulu ufisa ukuthi uhulumende ahloniphe isisekelo sombuso kungakhethwa amasela abotshwayo njalo kubotshwe ikakhulu amasela atshontsha imali lempahla eningi hathi okuncane njengalokhu okwenzakalayo
Kulesifiso sokuthi uma impela mpela uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi ubugwelebhwele kabufuna uyananzela ukuthi bayubulimaza njani impila kahle yoluntu lweZimbabwe sicela ukuthi ayibambe iconstitution aqinise kube ukuthi umthetho banjwe njengomthetho ukubotshwa kwabantu abalobugwelegwele especially grand corruption ingabi lenketha yabechabe
Umqoqi wenhlelo ze-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition umnumzana Thulani Mswelanto uthi injongo yomhlangano lo ngeyokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zenelise ukukhuluma imbono yazo mayelana lobugwelegele phambi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuze kuthathwe amanyathelo athizwe ngabo.
The meeting lessons namhla kobulawayo is one of the eqala siyenze ARR I think the reason why sesithethe ukwenza ama meetings lawa ukuthi sibona abantu be complain ukuthi uhulumende lo omusha ubopha abantu abanye uyabashiya In fact, ababotshwa bangkhona ngabe faction lene ekhishwa kamgabe yayisi 40. So kule ward ukuthi manga sisithi sifuna ukukhipha i-corruption. Then i-corruption yangkhona kumele ibe spread across all sectors and also include almost everyone.
UZulu usola kakhulu ukubotshwa kwamalunga ohlangothi olulodwa olwe G40 kuZANU PF olwalusekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kungela ngitsho oyedwa ohlangothi lola cost olwalusekela uMnangagwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umongameli wakwelemelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethule amazwi yakhe emhlanganweni wezamabhizimusi oweWorld Economic Forum eDavos kweleSwitzerland, esithi ilizwe lakhe lilungele ukwenza amabhizimusi lamanye amazwe, kodwa uthe okweMelika yikho okuza kuqala. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal.
Ungeke kwaba lokukhululeka kokuthengiselana nxa abantu besenza sandando. Thina sisekela ukukhululeka kwezokuthengiselana. Kumele abantu basihloniphe ngalokho. Ukuthengiselana okungela nhlonipho kwenza ukuthi singaphilisani kahle. Ilizwe lweMelika kalisuze likhangele eceleni abantu besenza sandando. Kusobala ukuthi bakhona abatshontsha okulotshwe ngabanye abantu lokunye okufanayo. Wonke lokhu kwenza ukuthi kungabi lokuthengiselana kahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Lokhu kubhidliza amabhizimusi njalo kuphambanisa izisebenzi.
We will enforce our trade laws and restore integrity to our trading system. Only by insisting on fair and reciprocal trade can we create a system that works not just for the U.S., but for all nations. As I have said, the United States is prepared to negotiate mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements with all countries. This will include the countries in TPP, which are very important. We have agreements with several of them already. We would consider negotiating with the rest, either individually or perhaps as a group, if it is in the interests of all.
Labe kungamazwi kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump. Live Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokubamba abangela maphepha okuhlala okusemthethweni kwele South Africa, i-Operation Fiela. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inkokheli yamazwe eAfrika ithe kwaqa kwele Ethiopia lapho ehlaziya khona indaba esiphathelane lezwekazi leAfrika phansi kwendikimba ethi ukuqeda udubo lwenkohlakalo. Umkhokheli webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa LANC umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uzama ukususa umongameli Jacob Zuma esihlalweni, kodwa ufuna ukwenza lokho ngokuhlakanipha ukuze engacunuli abasekeli bakaZuma. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi kumele kuvuselelwe isiko ukuze iqembu leli livuke kwathu liqale njalo ukuphakamisa izicoco njengayizolo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kuluma lentathi lezindaba zemidlalo okwaqala selokhu eqhatshwe ukuba umqeqeqi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda uthe iqembu leli lendlela yalo elaliyilandela kudala lisadla amahabula okumele ivuselelwe ukuze liphakame njalo.
The idea is to try and get back to the correct path.
Icebo esisebenza ngalo yikuba iqembu leli libuyele endleleni eqondileyo. Siphendukise imikhuba lamasiko ethu njengeqembu leHighlanders eyokwenza izinto ngendlela ethile. Sikhangelele ikusasa yeqembu yikho sizama ukuqhuba uhlelo oluzakwenza ukuba imikhuba lamasiko eqembu kugcile impande ukuze yiloba ngubani ozaqhathwa ngemva kwami afike ehambe ngonyawo lunye.
Abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bakhalaze kakhulu emhlanganweni oqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwanyakenye. Bekhala ngokuba leli qembu kumele lisebenzise abadlali abasakhulayo njalo abakhulele kulo. UMadinda yena uvele ule ndumela yokusebenza labafana abasacathulayo.
Iqhatshwe ukuba ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders ngaphiwa umlando wokulivuselela siphendukise insuku zakudala lapho elalichaya khona eziwayo. Akusoze kube lula kodwa kungumsebenzi wethu ukuphuma leqembu elizancintisa lenze abalandeli bebuye ngobuningi babo ukuzobukela enkundleni.
UMadinda yena othathe isikhundla yabesilomqeqeqi odabuka kwele Holland uErol Agbi usebenza ndawonye loMandla Mpofu kanye loMelusi Mabaleka Sibanda kuthi okhangela abafana nguVezi Gama Dlodlo. Umqeqeqi wabonozinti akakazakali kodwa isiphathamandla seqembu leHighlanders uNhlanhla Dube uthe uza kuba khona ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Iqembu leBhoso selilensuku ezimbalwa liqaliseyo amalungiselelo alo alonyaka njalo iningi labafana abakhona ngabasakhulayo ngemva kokuba lehlukane labadlali asebekhulile abagoqela uTenda Ingulube, uAllen Katsikwa, uEric Mutsingwa, uRalph Matema kanye loSimon Munawa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sihamba legabazi emculweni wejazz. Undingo Jowa oyisizalwane sakwele Botswana kodwa othandwa kakhulu emazweni achiyeneyo agoqela eZimbabwe ikakhulu esigabeni sePlumtree ngoba ehlabela ngolimi lwesikhalanga. Ujowa uqale ukugcila impande njengomhlabeleli ntolontolo mpela ngeminyaka yabo 1970 ehlabela esontweni kwazo kuthi ngeminyaka yabo 2000 waseqala ke ukukhithiza amadlalate kuze kube lamhlanje selamadlalate ayisikhombisa. Abadala bathi umuntu okhona kakhulunyelwa njengedlozi. Nango uJowa.
Ngimundingo Jowa ngizala eBotswana. Ngizihlabelisa lapha. Ngiyaziwa kakhulu khonapha eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eZimbabwe, eChina, Sweden, laseGermany ngingafika khona. Kodwa kaningi ngikhonapha ekhaya kakhulu.
Uqalise nini ukuhlabela?
Ngaqala ngumfana omncane kakhulu. Ngangichaya okungama-drums lokuncane lokufana nama-Gelon Kings. Ngangathi ngazwi ingoma ichaya. Semncane kakhulu ngizwi ingoma ichaya kuphela ngiyabeselandelela ngilokhu chaya njani njani. But kuthe insuku zizukuzisiya ngiziyenzela lami okungama makeshift guitars okwenziwa ngama 3 wires lokhona ukusebenzisa ama teams. Ngabe zilokhu njani 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 njani. Ngenxa zengikhulile ngiqeda isikolo, ngabe zingena isontweni ukuthi iBaptist Church khona baba kunama ministries abasele America. Ngifundisile ukuze extreme guitar. Kusuka lapho ngabe lokhu ngihlabela ngihlabela. Kodwa nje ngilokhu ngihlabela usalukazi wangikhulisayo ugogo. Ubengathanda abantu abathi amagitar. Wayenxangenza ukungama guitar nxa vele kuyoluza ngithola ese chawa. Ahlephuna ngalahlala phala laphaya. Ngasuka ngathi ngishaya umfazi ngithatha umfazi la yabe ngathanda ukuthi ngishaye amagitar ecanga ukuthi ngenza sikwangishiya abantu abantu ngihamba la magatala ngasaloku ngasananzela abantwana kodwa after some time ngama-2001 as ititle music seyifika sengicalisa ukwenza i-albhamu kuthiwa Ponda Nyama yiko lapha ngingacalisa khona
Ponda Nyama nanso ke ilingoma Ujoa uphakathi kokuqoqa idlalate lakhe lesishiya kalombili elizaphuma kumaviki ambalwa alandelayo.
Isihloko izayibizwa kuthiwa ngombe zilimbili kumbe titi ningawana ngombe zilimbili.
Ukhuluma ngani ke kuleyo ngo?
Mana nguzilimbijana uyezwa?
Yebo.
Akuyizwa ukuhamba njani.
Ukugqiba inxoxo yethu umazibano ongathanda ukuba tshiyela wona abantu abaseZimbabwe abakhona ngapho kwele Botswana ikakhulu ngendaba zamasiko kanye ledlalade lakho lele libuyayo
hayi kuphela balingwe kalanga sekulebetha kasimisa tichikhuze shinde phezukwi walozi kwagwe bana bazothi bona budanga bayenda phoya
ingwenya undingo Jowa ephuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi chalibeki Lombe lokunyula ndingo Jowa ehlabelake kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje yingwenya likhangeleke idlalate lakhe liyeza ekupheleni kwalinyanga lingakhuthwa ukuziqhiba ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili Impila kahle kamongameli webandla le MDC thi umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ibikwa ikusimo esibi kodwa yena uyakulandula lokhu. Wanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo untungameli Nkomo lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.